Now to a surprising success story in Afghanistan, a marked drop in violence in part of southern Kandahar called the Panjway District. Some 90 NATO troops have been killed there over the years. Well, Afghanistan is preparing for the presidential election this Saturday. And while we've reported on the surge of violence in the capital, some places are actually calmer, and Panjway is one of them. That's the case, even though only a few U.S. troops are still there. Afghan forces are now in charge of security, and they say the Taliban will not return. NPR's Sean Carberry takes us to Panjway aboard a noisy military machine.
I'm standing on the back of a Stryker military vehicle driving through the bazaar of Panjway District in Kandahar province. It's something that would have been unthinkable a year or two ago. This was one of the hottest places in the country. Today, it's considered secure to the point that all of their polling stations are going to be open for the elections next month.
Thank you.
U.S. troops have come to the Panjway District Center this day not for tactical reasons, but to say goodbye. Colonel Douglas Sims, commander of Combined Task Force Dragoon, is visiting with District Governor Haji Faisal Mohammed before his unit leaves Afghanistan. There's a lot of good-natured banter and back-patting between the two.
It's really dramatic how much progress you've made in the last, really, in the last 6 months.
Because of your cooperation and advice, a lot of good things have happened here, says Mohammed. Suddenly, heavy gunfire rings out nearby. It turns out it's just Afghan forces at a neighboring firing range. Almost as if planned, Colonel Sims spins the gunfire as an example of the security in Panjway.
The only way you'll hear small arms fire or machine gun fire anymore is to hear it at a range at the district center.
Governor Mohammed says the improved security is because the people of Panjway simply got tired of Taliban oppression and violence. With the urging of villagers, the Afghan forces launched a series of major clearing operations. And then, Mohammed says, the local government stepped up with more projects and services to win the support of the people. Lieutenant Colonel Khan Aga, a battalion commander in the Afghan army here, says the security operations were successful because of the improved coordination among the army, national police, local police, and intelligence service. He says there are new checkpoints and security forces all over the district now. Given the bloody history here, this turnaround seems inconceivable. Panjway was a Taliban haven, and daily life for the farming families here was nothing but firefights and roadside bombs. But not anymore, says Colonel Sims.
It sounds too good to be true, because, you know, if you've been here before, you're like, hey, Panjway is this hellacious place that there's always fighting.
Today, shops are open, kids are playing in the streets, and Afghan, not Taliban, flags are flying everywhere. And Panjway residents like Zalmay, who gave only one name, say the district is almost 100% secure now and the Taliban can't come back.
There is no fear and no threat. The Taliban don't have the local support they did in the past.
60-year-old Haji Abdul Rahim says the departure of NATO forces was the turning point.
In the past, the Taliban had enormous support from the people because of the large number of American troops and bases in Panjway.
But Rahim warns it's not irreversible. He says the government must do a better job of eliminating corruption and delivering services to the people. If the government fails, he says, people might become disaffected and again sympathize with the Taliban. Sean Carberry, NPR News.